Rude to talk with your mouth full, but I'm having a munch, so you'll have to excuse me. Nice cheese and onion grill thing with chips and lashings of tomato ketchup. Mmm, yum yum. Or, strangely, as some young people seem to say these days, nom nom. What's that all about, eh? Latin Quarter with Radio Africa. Body from the Body album. They were a local band from St. Helens, I think. And The Sun Will Never Shine. And we started off with Spooky Tooth, Hangman, Hang My Shell on a Tree. Right, I'm going to tuck into the rest of me supper, breakfast, call it what you will, depending where you are in the world. So I'm going to play you some more music. From the album Tales of Mystery and Imagination, it's the Alan Parsons Project, or Project, and the Fall of the House of Usher on Xanadu.
Shadows of shadows passing. It is now 1831, and as always, I am absorbed with a delicate thought. It is how poetry has indefinite sensations, to which end music is an essential, since the comprehension of sweet sound is our most indefinite conception. Music, when combined with a pleasurable idea, is poetry. Music without the idea is simply music. Without music or an intriguing idea, color becomes pallor. Man becomes carcass. Home becomes catacomb. And the dead are but for a moment motionless.
Your alternative radio Xanadu.
Benny was the bouncer at the Palady Dawn. He slashed Granny's face up, giving off a chance. He'd sell you back a piece in all foolish and half a quid. He thought he was the meanest until he met with Savage Sid. Now Sid, he was a greaser with some nasty boots. He pulled a pint of Guinness over Benny's boots. Benny looked at Sidney, Sidney stared right back in his eye. Sidney chose a switchblade and Benny got a cold meat pie.
Steve West always plays music that gets me hot.
Thank you.
in my humble opinion, one of the best, hang on, let me turn my mic up, one of the very best instrumental tracks ever released, in my humble opinion anyway, Rush from the album Hemispheres and La Villa Strangiato. Before that we had Birkenhead poet Jegsy Dodd and the Sons of Harry Cross with Downtown Birkenhead. Apologies to all you listeners up in the file for the Scouse accent there, but we are primarily based in Merseyside. We're on 107 down here, we're on 107.4 on the Fylde Coast, courtesy of Radio Barry Wang International. Cheers to those guys for the relay. We're also, of course, online. If you can't pick us up on either frequency, you can pick us up at 128K MP3 stereo quality. The place to go to for that, mind you, if you can't hear us on the FM, how are you going to go to the website, because you can't hear what I'm saying? Never mind, I'm going to confuse myself. I'll give you the address anyway. www.radiozanadu.co.uk. And don't forget, Xanadu is spelled X-A-N-A-D-U. X-A-N-A-D-U. So it's radiozanadu.co.uk. Right, time I wasn't here, the Rusty Bland should be here shortly. Fashionably late again. I shall leave you with this one, some very good advice indeed from Dennis Leary, and I shall talk to you later.
Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 99, drink beer. If I could offer you only one tip for the future, beer would be it. The long-term benefits of beer have been proven by scientists, whereas the rest of my advice has no basis more reliable than my own meandering experience. I will dispense this advice now. You are as fat as you imagined. You really do look like your driver's license picture. Do something about it. No one wants to date a fat pig. If inserting a 7-inch ice teaspoon down your throat to induce vomiting is what it takes, well then, so be it. Do one thing every day that makes your mother ashamed. Don't floss. Wayward pieces of parsley and beef in your teeth really don't look that bad. You've already had your turn at living in New York, so leave now. You're wasting space and breathing up all of our oxygen. Go live in Northern California, but leave before you simultaneously die in an earthquake and a gang-related shooting. Sometimes you'll be ahead, sometimes you'll be behind. Sometimes you'll be on top, sometimes you'll be on bottom. Smoke cigarettes with reckless abandon. When you're speaking through a hole in your throat, you can always sue the tobacco company and claim,
"I did not know it was bad for me."
After all, ill-gotten gain is what it's all about. Maybe you'll marry, maybe you won't. Most likely, you'll end up divorced with a litter of children that have 8 different mothers and spend the rest of your life selling rip-off Gucci bags outside Port Authority to pay off alimony and child support. Don't even try to dance. You're a guy, for God's sake. Not even the electric slide at a wedding. Read GQ magazine and strive to look like the guy on the cover. Undergo elective reconstructive plastic surgery, including liposuction and penis enlargement. Make fun of old people. It's fun. And understand that friends will stab you in the back for the price of an extra value meal. And that flame broiled isn't always better. Never mind. But trust me on the beer.
Rusty Bland on Radio Xanadu 107 FM.
leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun. Fishes run laughing through your fingers, and you want to take her with you to the heartland of the winter. Her name is Aphrodite, and she rides a crimson shell, and you know you cannot leave her, for you touch the distant sands with tales of brave Ulysses. How his naked ears were tortured by the sirens sweetly singing. Tiny purple fishes run laughing through your fingers, and you want to take her with you to the heartland of the winter.
On the air, everywhere.
I once wrote a poem of stillness and silence, standing by rivers of reflected light. My thoughts were on being loved and yet unloved too. I surrendered to the warmth of the night. I feel like dying. The water were here, it would hold me close. I once wrote a poem stones, as cobbles, rain and tears lashed down my face. I then felt my whole world was fading as memories jostled and fell into place. Now I feel like dying, and the pain of old fires still burns.
Poems when I bit my knuckles and death started slipping into my mouth. Oh, but that was really a long time ago, and I'm not writing poems now. And though I don't feel quite like dying, there is something deep inside me softly. And though I don't feel quite like dying, there is something deep inside me softly.
Good morning, it's Monday the 20th of September, it's Xanadu 107, Russell Bland with you for the next hour and 40 minutes, more that is, I've already been here for 20 minutes.
Liar.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we started off with the Rolling Stones, it's only rock and roll,
but I like it.
Then it's Cream with Tales of Brave Ulysses, Mr. Peter Hamill then entertained us with I Once Wrote Some Poems, and you just heard a local band, Half Man Half Biscuit, Ode to Joyce. Going up to Joyce's everywhere. Right, we're going to continue now with a totally different type of style of music. It's Dead Can Dance, American Dreaming.
How long?
Let's not forget.